Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, Courtney Tripp here with 3B Reviews. I know that I have said it a million times that I wasn't going to be doing any more Days of Our Lives related shows, but just because of the fact that it is the Daytime Emmys tonight and Allison Sweeney is nominated for Outstanding Lead Actress, I thought that it would be kind of cool if we went ahead and did discuss some things that do revolve around Days. And unfortunately, most of it is it's a scandal. But, you know, I think that it's important that we do our best to keep soap operas alive and remember that they are still important to us. And even though that we don't completely agree with things that have happened in the past, that overall we still support our favorite soaps. So tonight, I'm going to be discussing briefly, we won't have a too long of a show, but briefly about the emails, obviously, that, you know, that were leaked and everything like that. But I do want to talk about the fact that we have a lot of things, a lot of negative things surrounding Days of Our Lives right now since the emails have leaked. And one of the biggest things was, is Days of Our Lives being canceled after the 50th anniversary? Well, there were a few blogs that decided to post that as a fact, and that is absolutely not true. Until you hear it from, until it's an official press release, until there's an interview, until NBC or, you know, or whatever releases that information, always, always be skeptical. Because rumors, even though they do, a lot of them do end up being true, that doesn't mean necessarily that it is. And so, yeah, the emails, they're a little bit disturbing. Just basically talking about the budget cuts and talking about that they were talking about replacing Days of Our Lives with another talk show. Well, that would be a big mistake, in my opinion. I don't think that canceling Days of Our Lives is the answer. I think that bringing back what mattered and what brought in the ratings is what needs to happen, not cancellation. A lot of the people that have been circulating the information that was released from the emails, I understand that a lot of it's cryptic. A lot of what you're reading, you don't 1,000% understand, just because, you know, there's chitter chatter and things like that. And if you're not in the entertainment business, a lot of it's kind of Greek to you. But whenever you read emails between, you know, executives, they're going to hold a professionalism up to a standard and up to a point. But even then, obviously, we were disturbed by some of the things that were said, especially concerning Allison Sweeney and James Scott. And obviously, I've been a huge advocate for the Jimmy fan base, and of course, that offended me when I read those emails, that Ken Corday would ever, ever stoop to that level of sabotaging two people that trusted him. Well, tonight, like I said, the Daytime Emmys, Allison Sweeney's up for Outstanding Lead Actress, and she had submitted a scene that involved EJ. And, you know, this is something that I hope and I pray that Ken Corday is sitting somewhere and he's watching the Daytime Emmys. Obviously, he may be there, for all I know. But wherever he is, that if he sees her win, which is so important and symbolic for us as viewers and us as fans and supporters, that if she wins, then look, what does that mean? She's a valid key player in Days of Our Lives anyway, and always has been. And she is, this has been officially released, that she is returning for the 50th anniversary. Now, you know, she has a lot of things going on in her life, and, you know, she's busy. And I understand that this is probably just a stint. It's probably not a long-term thing, obviously not. But is it sad that I'm just not that excited? I mean, it has nothing to do with her. It's not her. It's the circumstances. It's like, can James just please come back? Can EJ just be resurrected? I would be fine with a short story of just us knowing that EJ was alive. And even if it was just a couple of weeks, you know, and we got to see them one more time and see that they were happy. I don't know why, that's almost like a healing process. That's how, I mean, I feel like I could have some closure. But tonight is not about Ejami. It's about days and about what you need to believe and what you don't need to believe. And what we don't need to believe is things that we don't know for sure. And the reason why I say that is because I know that there are some bloggers like me who get on and say, James Scott is returning to Days of Our Lives. Woo! That's wonderful if it was true, but we don't know that, you know. And he even said, I haven't been approached about it. Well, he might be, I don't know, he could be, James, you better not be fibbing, but he could be. You know, you have a certain decorum you have to hold in the entertainment business. There are certain things, litigations, you know, legalities that you have to obtain. And I get that. So with all of these emails that have been leaked and the fact that obviously the Ejami scandal that we talked about last week, and then we have Freddie Smith, Melissa Archer, Molly Burnett, all of them are leaving. Now, there's been rumors that have gone around that Sonny will get killed off. I don't agree with that. I don't know if that'll happen. I can't promise you that it won't. Obviously, I don't think that Melanie will be killed. That would be stupid. But I think killing Sonny would be stupid. I think killing any of those characters would be stupid. Just because, what would be the point of killing Serena? I'm not saying that that is even a rumor. It's not, so just don't. But think about it. What kind of an impact would that have? What would be the point? I mean, people are like, oh, yeah, we're going to tune in just because of the fact that somebody's dying. Whenever EJ died, I sat in my best friend's living room. I literally ran to her house, because I knew I wasn't going to be able to emotionally handle it by myself. And I sat there and fell apart. I'm emotionally invested in fictional characters. You bet. Sure am. And so, because it was the end of my era, it wasn't just the end of Ejami. It was the end of something that brought me here. So, whenever you hear things, rumors, okay, now EJ's death was a rumor for a while. I thought, no way, you know, he'll come back one last ride, you know, he'll show up, he didn't really die, he's okay, and then she runs off in the sunset to Hollywood. That was ridiculous. So anytime that you hear a rumor, let it be published first. And obviously NBC is not quick to admit anything. They haven't even confirmed that Freddie Smith is done. Now, I'm not saying that it's just, I mean, it, and I only say that because I literally haven't seen a physical publication. He's not talked about it. Nothing like that has happened yet. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, that this was all a lie. I'm almost certain that Sonny's done. But Melissa Archer is for sure out. And I think, like I've said in the past, I think that Serena was wasted, just a wasted character, because Melissa's beautiful and she is talented. So I was disappointed. Now, I understand that, you know, I kind of have said in the past, you know, they're trying to create a new Sammy for Nicole, a rival. And it wasn't a horrible one, but it wasn't the same, and they know that. And that's what leads you back to the emails. It was all things that we knew anyway. We knew for a certainty that we were being screwed with. We knew that, you know. And when you really think about it, soap operas, people think that they have no importance. Okay, yeah, well, that's a problem because they bring in millions of dollars of revenue. And when you have a show like Days of Our Lives, and you're willing to tank it on purpose out of spite, that's a problem. That's unprofessional beyond measure. That's insanity that you would take it to that level. So, fact or fiction, Is Days of Our Lives going to be canceled after the 50th anniversary? I don't know. And I'm going to say it's fiction until it's fact. So until you see a publication about it, and the same thing whenever the whole Ejabi thing was going around, nobody had any idea who Abigail's love interest was going to be, and a lot of rumors, and even I misunderstood some things and thought it was Eric. Well, they did that on purpose. So, you know, for the longest time, I said, no way, you know, kind of thing. And turned out it was. So until you see something published, don't believe it. Because even though the Days of Our Lives is in last in terms of ratings, and for a while they were 1-2, 1-1-1, you know, whatever. They were always in the top two. And they had some weeks where they just stayed 1-1-1-1-1, number one the whole time. They know what their investments were that were important. They know. They know that the DeMira family, period, was important. They know that EJ, Sammy, Kristen, Stefano, Casey Diedrich, whenever he was Chad, even back Tony, when Kate was, I mean, Kate is still important. She's not as, unfortunately, as much as I love Lauren Coslow, they waste her now. Whenever she was in the DeMira circle, and I mean really in it, and in an important way, see, Billy Flynn, I'll just never see him as Chad. It's just never going to work for me. And, you know, Joe is not able to come and play Stefano as often as he would like because he has had some health issues in the past. So the DeMiras have kind of fallen off the planet. Now, the only thing that kind of made me feel good was the other day I saw some scenes. And don't think that I watch Days of Our Lives because I don't. I don't ever watch it live. I do that on purpose. But I will only watch certain scenes after the fact on YouTube. Well, there was a scene where Eve brought up EJ to Abigail, smashed her for, you know, what she did with him. And then Teresa was bashing Nicole and saying, you know, I see why my cousin Sammy hated you. It was so nice to hear their names again. And it just, is that weird? Because I was just like, oh, you said their names. It makes me miss them. You know, they still matter because you're talking about them. You know, the fact that they felt the need to say their names at all made me feel just a little bit better. Even though, you know, for the longest time, you know, Bo would never come home, Justin would never come home. And, you know, Peter Reckles finally returning. Well, that was a rumor for a long time. And a blogger, a lot of people were on Twitter and blowing up about Peter Reckles and James Scott and everything like that. Well, finally it was published that Peter Reckles was coming back. And I always say to people, any blogger, I don't care how long you've been in the business, I'll say it. You can be in the business 15, 20 years, and I've only been in it 6, and I'll still tell you don't say anything until you know for sure. And if you're positive, we'll talk in private. Tell me what's up, and we'll go on. So any time that I've ever, you know, consulted with other people in the media, and, you know, and that's the hardest part, is when you have those conversations, and there for a while, nobody knew anything. I mean, everybody was like, I have no idea. I have no freaking idea, Courtney. I don't know. I'm like, oh, my God. It's like I used to have all these connections. All of a sudden, everybody just fell off the planet. Well, then, here lately, luckily, things have gone back in full swing and been able, you know, to converse with some other people that are in the media. And, you know, they all say the same thing I do. Well, until it's published, I can't say anything about it. I mean, until it's published, I don't know, you know. And so whenever those rumors were going around, you know, about Peter and about James and everything and Allison coming back, rumors are going to swirl. I mean, you can have some nimwit sitting in his basement. He has no life, and he eats a bag of potato chips and watches soaps. That's all he does because that's what his mommy taught him. And he can start a rumor on Twitter, and everybody will believe it just because it came out of somebody's mouth, you know. So anytime that you read things, go to a blogger that you trust. If you're really, really into that thing, if you're one of those people, you're nosy, you just got to know and all that other stuff, go to a blogger that you trust and that you know that you have communications with. And I do have some of you that come to me and are like, Cordy, what about this? And I'm like, you know. So if you have somebody like that, go to them. Talk to them about it. It's not an issue. So that's what we're here for, you know. We're here for you. And even though I've stepped out of the soap world for the most part, that doesn't mean I don't love you. I do, and I'll talk to you about soaps all day if you want to. I will say, though, that it disappoints me that whenever they say, when I've, you know, talked to people and they've said, well, Courtney, you know, what, if they find out I'm a soap reviewer, that's one thing that my father loves to tell people. Whenever, because he's had a few people tell him, you know, they've listened to the show and stuff like that. But he has told me, you know, he'll tell people, oh, she's a soap reviewer. Okay, and then, you know, whatever, whoever will say, well, she's a soap reviewer. Oh, what soaps do you like? What's your favorite soap? Well, I could say Days of Our Lives, but I'm like, oh, but I don't feel that way anymore. If push comes to shove and I'm going to sit here and I'm going to tell you what's the best soap on television right now, well, honestly, because of the fact that I don't, I mean, from ratings standpoint, I don't know. Young and the Restless doing pretty good. Bold and the Beautiful doing pretty good. Now, General Hospital's in a little bit of trouble, but it's between Bold and the Beautiful and General and Young and the Restless. It's between those two. And so it's neck and neck with those two. See, Young and the Restless, I've always liked Young and the Restless. I mean, it kind of drags, like I've said in the past, but it doesn't disappoint. It has its moments where I'm like, what was that? But overall, when people say, oh, yeah, oh, Days of Our Lives, okay, cool. Is Sammy still on? That's a question I get a lot. Is Sammy still on? And I have to say, not anymore. I have a family friend who watches Days of Our Lives, and she was just distraught over the way E. Jamie ended. And it is all about you guys, and it always has been about you guys. And I've always prided myself on being able to tell you the truth if I knew what the truth was. I don't ever want to give you false promises because I don't believe in those. And for the longest time, you know, things would drag out. And I would say, well, Jamie's coming. It's coming. Slow down. It's coming. And then it finally did. And I was like, oh, Jesus. Okay. But what's most important to me, that even though I've stepped away from soaps for the most part, you can always come to me and talk to me about it. And if you hear a rumor or something like that, and you're like, you haven't seen it on Twitter yet, and somebody told you that, come to me first, or go to somebody else and say, is this true? I'll look into it. I'll check it out. We'll see. But for the most part, nothing is true until published. Because nobody loves a gossip hound. Now, gossip is fun, up to a point, but people that get on Twitter and just blow up everybody's stuff and are constantly just going on and on and on, I don't get that. I will never understand that. So, I want everybody to tune in tonight, and I want you Dave's fans and you E. Jamie supporters, Sammy supporters, Lumi fans, whatever, Safe fans, I don't care if you're a Sammy fan, tune in to the 42nd Annual Daytime Emmy Awards tonight on Pop and support her. And get on Twitter and tell her congratulations if she wins. And even if she doesn't, you tell her, holy crap, you were nominated. Congratulations. Make her feel good because she deserves it. So next week, I'm probably going to be off the whole day's thing unless something miraculous happens. But really, really, really want to broaden it out here a little bit. And I've been reverting back to my old ways and going back to soaps because I'm just so bad about that. So next week, next Sunday, we're going to start fresh and we're going to have an off-topic show and we're going to talk about everything. We're going to go down the list in the news and we're going to have a blast with it. I'm going to try to get a couple of guest stars on and we're going to talk about everything and just chit-chat and have a great time. And you guys call in, always feel free. And you know, I know I've said it over the past few years that I'm always constantly on my laptop and I don't have my desktop. Well, yeah, half the time I never even see half of you guys that call in. So, like, breaks my freaking heart that I can never, ever add you in there. Sometimes you guys get through to spinning. So next Sunday, like always, at 5:30, if you haven't followed me yet on Twitter, I'm 3 Weeks Soap Reviews, but I am going to be changing the name eventually, but I will announce that next Sunday, and I'll try to get the word spread and everything like that. Courtney Tripp TV on YouTube, we do have some older videos on there, but we're going to start revamping it and everything. And then, of course, you can like 3 Weeks Soap Reviews on Facebook. And you can add me. That'd be great. And we can chit-chat and have a great time. But I love you guys, and thank you so much for all the amazing support. And tune in to the Daytime Emmys tonight, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time for me. So figure that out, okay? See you next Sunday.